Catechism 57, which is the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And we also consider Catechism 58, what is required in the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself. Which is the fourth commandment, and what is required in the fourth commandment? Like the second commandment, which was question 49, this answer is longer, I think, than all the rest in the catechism. Now, the word count doesn't prove the importance of one commandment more than another. But certainly, it demonstrates that this commandment is not insignificant. Very simply, we can observe that the Catechism, which quotes directly from the Scripture, says the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's in the present tense. It's not in the past tense. There are questions about what this means for us. There are questions about how we are to do this. There is a question about when we are to do this. But there is no question about if. It's not if we should keep the Sabbath, but it is clearly, because it is a fourth commandment, we are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If you think back, the previous catechisms, question 41, told us that the Ten Commandments are a summary of the moral law. God wrote upon stone. The fact that God wrote it, the fact that God wrote it upon stone, helps us to understand the abiding significance of the Ten Commandments. This is a summary of the moral law. It's not the ceremonial law which was fulfilled through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the civil law which was for the nation of Israel in the territory of the Promised Land. It is the moral law for all people everywhere. Well, question 41 told us that the Ten Commandments were the moral law, or the summary of the moral law, and in question 42 told us that the moral law could be summarised into love for God and love for our neighbour. If I can put that all together for you, it is this. The fourth commandment is abiding today. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is an aspect of the moral law, and the summary of the moral law is love for God. Therefore, keeping the Sabbath day is an aspect of love for God. What does it mean to love God? Well, one of the things it means is this. You will keep the Sabbath day. You will remember it, and you will keep it holy. There are parts of the church today who who say that the Sabbath day belongs in the Old Testament. And because it is not restated in the New Testament, we do not have to consider it. But that is a false dichotomy. This commandment is embedded in the words that God has given. It's not a prologue to the Ten Commandments. It's not a postscript to the Ten Commandments. It is the very heart of the Ten Commandments. If you remove these words, if you take out the fourth commandment, you have a hole, you have a gap. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. To remove the fourth commandment would require very clear instruction in God's word. And we do not find that. Paul, writing in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16, says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or of a new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come." But Paul speaking there not about the Sabbath, but about Sabbaths, plural. If he was talking about the weekly Sabbath, it would be the Sabbath. But he's talking about Sabbaths. Days like the Sabbath day, the festivals, the celebrations, the Levitical festivals. And in Romans chapter 14, where Paul says, "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. And let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it." Paul's not speaking about the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath. He's speaking about those who will set aside particular time in order to worship God, as they, as individuals, think best. But the Sabbath day was given not simply to the church, but it was given to all people everywhere. This is a creation ordinance. Remember the Sabbath day. We have the example of the Saviour and of the early church. Well, Jesus defies, he rebukes the distorted Sabbath legalism of the Pharisees, but he in no way undermines the Sabbath. Rather, by stripping away the false legalism, he liberates the Sabbath day. This has relevance today. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember, that means bring to mind, recall, think back. That's why we call it a creation ordinance. It was there in Eden. It was there in paradise. When work had no frustration, God gave the Sabbath. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. "On the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the Sabbath day from all his work which he had made, and God blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." And man, made in his image, was to rest on the Sabbath day. And if that rest was appropriate and necessary in the blessing of Eden, how much more appropriate and necessary is it now that we are out of Eden, but in a world that is subject to the fall, to the curse, and to frustration, and we are beset with tiredness and fatigue. How much trouble comes in life because of stress and fatigue? Remember, what we have in the moral law is a republishing of what was originally given. It's to reinforce the moral obligation. It's not something new. But the Sabbath doesn't just speak about creation. It also speaks about redemption. In Exodus chapter 20, we have the Ten Commandments, but they're given again in Deuteronomy chapter 5. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, and in verse 15, we're given a second reason as to why we are to remember the Sabbath day. So first of all, that is because of creation and what the Lord has done. But in Deuteronomy 5 and 15, it says, "Remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day." Keep the Sabbath day because God has saved you. Keep the Sabbath day because God has set you free. Keep the Sabbath day because he has redeemed. And the great exodus coming out of Egypt and coming into the land of promise, passing through the Dead Sea, is typifying the work that is done in Christ. He is the one who saves us from the deadness of sin and brings us through the wilderness of life, ultimately to the land of promise. And so we must keep the fourth commandment. Because the fourth commandment is given to us to remember what God has done in making us, and to remember what God has done in saving us. There are many practical reasons why you should keep the Sabbath day. It gives you rest. It gives you a time of refreshing. In the French Revolution, they introduced a 10-day week. And they had abandoned that because it was a disaster. Because we are constituted in a way which means that we work most efficiently with 6 days labour and one rest. But see how comprehensive it is. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Even the animal. We're not to be working on the Sabbath day. That doesn't mean they were to be locked in. But it means they were not to be yoked and worked. Thy stranger. What does thy stranger mean? It means the visitor who's in your home. It's everyone in your home. Everyone under your roof. There's no exceptions to this. It's comprehensive. It embraces everyone. Well, you could easily rest if you made your servants work, but your servants are not to work. You are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And all those who you have responsibility for are to be given the opportunity to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You can't make someone else remember it, but you can ensure that they are not prevented from remembering it. There are many practical reasons why it is good to keep the Sabbath day. It brings rest and it brings refreshing. But primarily, you are to keep the Sabbath day not for yourself because there are benefits, but you're to keep the Sabbath day unto God. That's what we're told in question or answer 58. The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself. It's not for yourself, though there are benefits for you, it is to his self. Remember, our Lord's rebuke to the Pharisees who complained about the disciples that were plucking ears of corn on his Sabbath days. And the Saviour said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Oh yes, friends, it's for man, but man is not the focus. It is holy unto the Lord. And that's why we read in Isaiah chapter 58. Because in Isaiah 58, in verse 13, we're told, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honourable, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. If we remember the Lord, and praise the Lord, then we will be benefited. Then we will be rewarded. Then we shall be full. Not by seeking ourselves, but by seeking him. The fourth commandment is part of the moral law. And John, in his first epistle, in chapter 5, in verse 3, says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So here is an obligation. But for the child of God, this obligation is actually a delight. It's a delight because it is an opportunity to remember what God has done. What God has done in making all things by the power of his word. Remember what God has done in sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, so that we might be saved. It is God's gift of grace to sustain you, to strengthen you, and to sweeten all the trials of life, because we remember creation and we remember redemption, but we anticipate the fullness of redemption. It says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And that word rest is Sabbath. There remaineth therefore a Sabbath to the people of God. There is a Sabbath ahead of you. There is an eternal Sabbath, the rest of glory, when all the work of this age is done. The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he has appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself. Expressly, particularly. one whole day. God has made clear. It's not complicated. It's abundantly clear as you read the scriptures. There's this repeated emphasis. There's an obligation to keep. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. We haven't yet considered the particulars, have we? There's no list of rules, no list of what you should or you should not do. The priority, first of all, is to establish the principle. And once we have established the principle of our obligation and our responsibility and our privilege to remember the Sabbath day, then we can go on and say, well, therefore, what does this mean? And that's what the subsequent or the next few catechisms will open up. And we'll look at that next time. But what we notice today is that the fourth commandment requires the keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself.